ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ पुनस्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहैः। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविश्वरम्। क्वेश्चन नंबर 7। सवित्रा प्रसवेन जुषेत ब्रह्म पूर्वम् तत्र योनिं कृण्वसे नहि ते पूर्तमक्षिपत्। नो एक्शन विल गो विथौट गिविंग रिजल्ट्स। नॉट ओनली इट इज अ साइंटिफिक ट्रूथ बट द एंशियंट मास्टर्स हैव अंडरस्टूड एक्शंस डन मस्ट लीव रिजल्ट्स। The analysis on karma done by the ancient masters have made them realize that where do the action go, there's a result of the actions go, to whom? To. It is only for a person who is a karta, the doer. The doer alone gets the result of the action. No, if I throw a stone at you, you are also a recipient of that result. So physical action have got twofold results. The physical reality and non-physical reality. If I throw a stone at you and it hits you and in the process you get hurt, no doubt that you get blood on your face or wherever. Physical injury takes place. So that is a physical result. But then, there is a psychological result, which they call it as punya or papa. That is merit or sin. So if I attacked you, and you got the physical injury, but I get the papa for that. Based on this psychological result alone, all religions were built. Even if you go to a church and ask, who will go to heaven? Who did the good things? And who will go to hell? Who did the wrong things? Not what wrong results you got or good results you got in this world matter. Sometimes we do good things, but nothing good comes out of it. Even Christ, when he did all the good things, what is the result? He was put on the cross. So what is the physical result of his good things? If anybody looks at it only from that angle, I will not do that. What he did. Why? Because finally what happened? But then, the psychological result is that he became a noble person, a man of merits. So that's why the religions are built on the concept of unseen results. And in Hinduism, it says that these unseen results result in the next birth, which is better than what you have done before. So Coming back to the world of change as human or any other living being is unavoidable so long as a person engages in action and nobody stops engaging in action. Now, then they further analyze who gets the result, the psychological result, I mean. One who acts with an idea, I am doing. This is a little more intricate than what is said in another religion, all other religions. In other religion, they say, if you have done the good, you get the merit and you go to heaven. And if you do the wrong thing, then you will go to hell. The hell and heaven are not reality here. It is after death. That's why they bury them. Now go to heaven or go to hell, wherever you are to go. So, but Hinduism says the result of action, psychological act, result, need not have to be a physical reality. It is a non-physical reality. And that happens to the soul which has left the body, which is accepted by all religions, all right. But Hinduism says you don't need to go to hell or heaven. You will experience the result of it in the next birth. You are given a chance to rectify. It is like if a person has committed a crime, Where is he sent to?
Correctional
facility. They don't say prison. Correctional facility. Why? Now you can correct yourself. This world is a correctional facility for all of us. Whatever we have done, here we are to correct it. Swamiji, we don't know what we did. See, if a person is sent to a correctional facility, he is told that if you are punished for this purpose, you better don't do it. Correct yourself. But we don't even know what we did in the previous birth, and how do we know what we do? What we need to do now? That is where the Dharma Shastra comes in. You may not know what you did in the last birth. It doesn't matter. When you meet the life experiences, you know these experiences are coming to me. But because of what I did in the past. Some of the experiences in our life come to us without we knowing there is a reason for it. Some people become rich and happy without doing anything about it. Your children, for example. What did I do? You are born to me, and that's why you are. You're born in some African jungle, you would not be the same. So, my present experience proves that I have done something in the past which is right. Or if a person is born with some handicap and something, that is also considered as the result of the past. So, what we need to do at this life, since we do not have the information about what we did in the past, only way we can correct ourselves is to not to commit anything that is said to be wrong. This is one aspect of it. The second aspect of it is that if you have the attitude of I am the doer, whether good or bad action, the result will be here and hereafter. You experience the result, psychological result of merit and demerit in this life itself, if not in the next birth. And therefore, there is no end in this cycle. The cycle of doing and getting the result, again doing and getting a result, and doing and getting the result. There's no end. When does it end? When do I become free of, no more need to come back and do things and correct myself, etc.? When do it end? When does it end? Brahmanishtaya eva. Brahmanishtaya eva, by the abundance in your higher nature. The ego that asserts itself as a doer must be overcome. Aham karta idi bhavaha ahankara. Main karta hoon, ye kartrutva bhavana jisme hai, uska naam hai ahankara. Ye kartrutva bhavana kisko hota hai, jisme bhoktrutva bhavana bhi hai. I don't do an action unless I have a notion of enjoyership of that result. If I want to enjoy a result only, I engage in that action. If I'm not going to enjoy the result, why should I do? So when we say, you know, you in as a human being in this world, you should help others. If you tell your children like that, they will say, okay, you are saying that I should help others. Yes. What are others doing then? If I am helping others, what are they doing? One funny thing I heard, and this is a stand-up comedian, heavy set. He said, he's from India, was living here. He said that when I was growing up, when I was young, my mother always said, don't waste any food, you know? Because in Africa, people are suffering. So I went on eating whatever is on the, because our people are suffering there. And now he said, even now I'm so big, and still they are suffering. I have no understanding why now me not eating or eating. And anything anyway help them. Idea is don't waste. That is the idea. So if I have the notion of the doership, I am the doer, then and then alone the result will come to you. This is a something which you should understand, which cannot be proved. See, the problem is, how do I prove? The notion of you doership is there, then the result will come to me. If I do not have the doership role or the bhava or the notion, the result will not come to me. This, if it is understood, that was the whole crux of the Karma Yoga. Asakto hi acharan karma paramapnodi. Bhagavan Krishna said, if you do action without the notion of doership, result will not come to you. And when do I do action without the doership? Only when I recognize aham brahma akarta. I am Brahman, the Supreme One, who is not a doer. That's why he says, tatra yoni krinvase, tatra brahmani, nishtam kurushva. In that Brahman you abide, in that actionless Brahman you abide, then nahite purtam akshipat. Purtam means the result of action. The result of action certainly will not bind you. Why? Because you are not engaging in action as an individual. This is the secret of all the saints who have lived in our life, in our own world, where you and I live. Engage in all actions they performed, but with no notion of, I am the doer. Thereby, immediate results also they don't want. I've seen many times Gurudev, when he would complete a whole week of, you know, yajna, etc. When at the end of it, all right, what are the expenses, income? Come on, show me. Because it has to be shown on the same day. He will not wait. Before the next flight, he has to finish the job of that particular center. Come on, show what are the expenses you had for the yajna? What are the money that you get? Okay, you got this much of excess amount sent to Bombay CCMT for this project, that project, I'm done. Bye-bye. Go. He will not ever again turn back and even look at you. Done. My work is done. Then go to the next one. I have in close quarters, I've seen him working like that. So, Mahatmas live in this world, engaging in action like anybody else. Joshayet sarva karmani vidvan yukta samacharan. Krishna says, engage in actions like anybody else, but with the total detachment in you, and the inspiration to work will be the same as anybody who has the desire to do things. Externally, you look at it, there's no difference. So passionately will work. But at the end of it, done. Over. Nothing to do with it. Move next. So if you know this idea of, you know, if this can be brought into the professional world, I'm telling you, there is nobody who will get depressed. Success and failures will come in any project. Something will fail, something will succeed. So what? You're not dead. Do the next one. Why are you stuck? Oh, my girlfriend left me. Good, get a new one. Why are you crying about this unnecessarily? Everything comes and goes. Nothing is staying there. Sitting and crying about it. There's no reason. So, na purtam apikshepat. Nothing will hit, I mean, hold on to you, cling on to you. Only when you have Brahmanishtatvam. If you have the abidance in the Brahman. So, the secret is, aham akarta idi Brahmanishtatvam. I am not the doer. As Bhagavan Krishna would say, tasya karyam na vidyate. Yoga arudasya tasyeva shamakarana muchyate. Shamakarana. That's quite good. So, the meditation should lead us to abidance in Brahman, not just sitting quietly. So, therefore, here, in the next verse, set of verses about how to engage in meditation. Because this is one of the important topic here. Verse number 8. Trirunnadam sthapya samam shariram.
Trirunnadam sthapya samam shariram.
Tridindriyani manasa sannivesya.
Tridindriyani manasa sannivesya.
Brahmodupene pratareta vidvan. Srotamsi sarvani bayavahani. Tri unnadam samam shariram hrit indriyani manasa stapya. Manasa indri hriti indriyani niveshya. So first one we'll see. Tri unnadam. Unnatam means utnatam. Unnatam. Animals have body, head, and their lower level, lower part of their body are in one level, straight. They are called horizontal beings. Tiryak. Whereas human being is not horizontal, a vertical. Head first, then heart and the trunk of the body, and then the lower part of the body. So they are all always going above. So the energy moves from bottom to up. Energy always going up. Energy never comes down. Like a fire, it always growing up only. Right? Fire, have you seen fire coming down? Energy always moves upwards spiral. So, tri unnatam means keeping your, what unnatam here? Shariram samam. That is, your physical body, trunk, neck, and head in straight line. Samam kaya shiro grivam. Dharayannachalam sthiraha samprekshanasikagram svam disaschanavalokayan. Bhagavan Krishna says how to sit for meditation. If you sit like this, your energy also will be like that only. It has to be straight. Head, neck and trunk should be in the straight line. This is called Trir unnatam stapya samam shariram. So sitting straight is very important. When I was when I was living with my parents, my father is so particular, and he used to always sit straight. Always, I've never seen him couching. And when I'm studying sometime and I'm sitting, he will come and give me one hit here. from because quietly he will come back on like straight, never couch. Then only you are alert. You know, you will never, even if you think that you are alert, you are not. Especially for meditation, you have to have, because you are invoking the energy that it has to flow correctly. That's why all the asanas are prescribed. So, Trirunnadam Stapya. So, first thing is, make your physical posture straight. Then, Manasa Indriyani Hridi Sannivesya. Sense organs are otherwise going all over the place. So, the Pratyahara should take place. After asana, so first one is the asana, then pranayama, which already we have seen in the previous session. Then pratyahara, that is withdrawal of the senses. So withdrawal of the senses means what? Sense organs, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, skin, hands, legs, speech, reproductive organ, and anus, all the 10 of them, when they are going in their own fields, then you are Dashamukha, Ravan. You have 10 faces. You know, when Rama was trying to fight out Ravana, anytime he cut one, he'll again come back. He just couldn't understand. No, he was a Manushya avatar or Bhagavan only, but he couldn't understand how this is possible. You know, even this Tulsiramayana also, he tries and tries and tries. No, not possible. One head is gone, another one comes again. So I don't know, if it gets cold, what happens? Which one has got cold? 10 of them are there. This is 5 years, 5 that is. So, if 10 sense organs are going in different direction, how will you meditate? So, indriyani manasa. Sense organs have to be controlled only by the mind withdrawing from them. Because even if I'm seeing, I'm not seeing. The mind is seeing through the eyes. Ears are listening. Mind is listening through the ears. Your ears are open. But your mind is somewhere else, you're not listening. Many of you, I know that. You're not closing your ears, but you are lost, gone somewhere else. I don't even know. Well, sometimes eyes are open, but you're not seeing me. Like the husband, you know, the wife says, I'm telling you 100 times. No, 102. I've been counting. But I'm not listening. You may be saying, but this cross ventilation, take time, it goes away. Never it registers. So, manasa indriyani hridi sannivesya. Now, hridi here means not physical pumping heart. Hridi means buddhau. In the understanding, in the wisdom. So, bringing your mind along with the senses into the state of inner awareness, which the buddhi is the closest to that. Your pranayama and other things do definitely help it, because when you are able to focus on the prana, the mind naturally is able to get the attention of all the senses. It's like horses, you are bringing it inside to hold it. And having done that process, what is that? Keeping your head, neck and the body in the straight line, and having made your senses withdrawn from their usual fields of activities, with the help of the mind, bringing into the awareness. And what is the purpose of that? Sarvani srotamsi bayavahani vidvan pratareta. Sarvani all. Bayavahani, causing fear. What causes fear? Srotamsi, the current. Current of what? See, like if there is a river which is fast flowing, crossing that will be difficult. You feel afraid because it will take you away. In the same way, the world of constant change is bhayavahani. Bhayam vahati iti bhayavaha. Bhayam vahanti iti bhayavahani. Those who are causing or bringing fear to you. So the economic change, it's, you know, Swamiji, I was told there will be a recession. Bhayavahani. Causes fear. Recession, share market going up and down. But health, relationship, anything that is subject to change, subject to cause fear. Oh, today I'm okay, tomorrow I'm not sure. My health is today, it's okay, tomorrow I'm not sure. Relationship also. Everything is causing, anything that changes causes fear. So your children also, now he is listening, I don't know what he will listen or not. No. The fear, always there. So some children, some parents say, please don't grow. Stay there only. So when you were so young, you know, so listening, so nice, Swamiji, now he not a word he listens to. Changed. So bhayavahani sarvani srotamsi, all the current. And one more thing is here, that bhayavahani is what? Punarjanma. Now in this birth I am human, I know, but next birth I am not sure what I will be. If I haven't kept track of what I have done in this birth, next birth definitely I am a crocodile. No doubt about that. So what will I do when a crocodile I am? Every day runs to wait for things to happen. I can't even go anywhere. So you are, so as you go closer to death, you realize that another few more years. After that, what do I become? Where will I go? What will happen? Now we think that tomorrow I'll be there. But tomorrow is not, you're not going to be there then. And then what happens? Bhayavahani. The greatest fear is fear of death. Not even death, fear of rebirth. What I will be next. Not sure. I don't know whether I told you that. I think privately we discussed that. One lady, she was torturing her husband like anything. With a henpecked husband. And so he died. So she had created a stone, you know, for him, what's called marble memorial. What do you call that?
Headstone.
Headstone. Rest in peace. See if she ordered for that. And then the lawyer came to read out the will and he didn't leave a penny for her. Everything is donated. She got so vexed. She called that guy and said, I want to make change in that writing in that stone. So, ma'am, it can't be possible. We have already done it. Can you add something? Yes. Okay, add. What? Rest in peace. That is already done, ma'am. Add until I come. Bhayavahani. So, next birth, I don't know what it will be. So, the rebirth is also causing fear. All the changes are causing fear. And there, but Vidwan Pratareta will cross it. See, even 2 days back, they have crossover. Isn't it? Jewish cross. What is that crossover?
Passover.
Okay, Passover. I don't know what did they pass it over. But a Passover means you cross something. You go beyond certain things. I know the details about that. Every religion has got that. But here, a Vidwan Pratareta, he crosses over what? The entire ocean of change. How? With what help? Brahma Udupena. The boat of Brahman. Udupa means You know a place, Udupi? You know only the food, Udupi. Actually, there's a place called Udupi where they make this food. The Krishna is there, Udupi, because he was found in a boat. In the Krishna farm that is being worshipped there was in the bank of a river, right? And it was found floating. Because he found in the boat or the wood, they are called Udupi. The place is called Udupi. So Udupena. So the Brahman is the boat. The boat of Brahman alone can make you able to cross this ocean of change. Brahma Upadupena Vidwan Pratareta. So the purpose of meditation is clear now. It is not just sitting down and calming the mind. No, I need to realize myself as the Akarta, and non-doer Brahman, who is not subject to death, who is not subject to change, that changeless eternal Brahman I am, even though I am engaging in action, in every action I must be able to overcome the notion that I am the doer. When I do that, no more results of my actions will come, positive or negative, merit or demerit, because of which I have no more going to heaven or hell. Therefore, I remain as an eternal presence, like Brahman. And thereafter, there is no rebirth. And that is the state of total abidance in Brahman, bliss. So that is what the purpose of meditation. So I wrote a small verse on this in Sanskrit. Pradamam asana siddhihi pranavocharane vak shruddhihi dirghakala mano dirghakale mano nivrittihi ajabat brahmani sthitihi. So first one is pradamam asana siddhi. One must be in meditation, one should gain the ability to sit quietly. That itself is so difficult. We go to sleep straight, sitting straight. That is very important. Then, vakshuddhihi pranava uccharane. By the chanting of pranava, vakshuddhi takes place, mind becomes one pointed. Dirga kale, when it is practiced for a long time, mano nivruttihi. The thoughts come to an end. Ajabat, then using om, which you are doing the purity of mind, by stopping that om chanting and focusing on the inner silence, brahmani sthitihi, abidance in Brahman. Continuing in the next verse, pranan prapidyeha samyukta cheshtaha. Shine prane nasigayo chvasita. Dushtashva yuktam iva vahamenam. Vidvan mano darayeta. Pranan prabidya. Pranan here means prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana. All of them. They are five, but we only know the prana that is being taken air. But they divide themselves into five. Prapidya, here pedanam means actually hitting or torturing, but here to be understood as samanam vrikkutva. As Bhagavan also says in Gita, prana pano samokrutva pranayama parayana. So here by prana yamanam, pranayama, prana yamane, prana vikshapa, so prana pidyena, pidya, iha. Samyukta cheshtaha. Samyukta means moderation in cheshta, in activities. Activities include eating, sleeping, and engaging. These are the three main things that we do every day. Either we are actively doing this and that in the world, or we are eating, or we are sleeping. Bhagavan Krishna says, in these three things, you have to be very careful. Don't overdo it. Don't do less. Yukta ahara, vihara, yukta cheshta, yukta swapna, avabodha, yogo bhavati dukkha. Yukta ahara viharasya yukta cheshtasya karmasu yukta swapna avabodhasya yogo bhavati dukkha. So yukta means very well disciplined in terms of how much to eat, when to eat, how often eat. Not eating. That is not yukta. You have to eat. But you decide how much you want to eat and how often you need, so that your body is not, it's not a garbage can. You go on putting everything and everything that comes on the way. So you have to eat moderately. Then yukta swapna, meaning sleeping also moderate. Don't oversleep. Don't reduce your sleep also to the minimum. Engaging in the world also, yukta, yukta cheshta. So here is samyukta cheshta. Engaging in the world also moderately, and which includes the food and other things also. When what happens then? Kshine prane. Here, kshina prana means not the weakness of the prana. Kshina indriyani. When the sense organs become not rajasic. Kshina, one negative meaning is weak. Another correct meaning is reduced activity of the senses. Unnecessarily, the sense organs, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, skin, hands, etc. would not engage in. There is a certain amount of discipline that is maintained. And nasikayoho uccha avasita. Where you are, then only you will be able to maintain your attention upon the air that is coming through the nostrils, which will make your mind also concentrated. Shanaihi, shanaihi, uparami. Bhagavan Krishna says, slowly, slowly, slowly withdraw. In a seat of meditation, which is not like any other activity, in any other activity, your sense organs are active, hands and legs and everything is active, your mind is thinking and intellect is planning, and you are engaged. But in meditation, everything has to become brought down. Moderation, not going to sleep, moderation. And slowly, slowly reduce the external extrovertedness. Shine prani nasigyo chavisida, uccha avasida. Uccha avasida means should breathe out slowly and breathe in also. Nasikayaha, when the breathing coming out, shine prane. Prana is coming slowly, and Uchavasa is slowly breathing in, out, breathing in, breathing out. So Ramana Maharshi calls it as Prana Vikshanam. Not all of the people can be able to do pranayama, as I said yesterday. Sometimes it may be very dangerous if you have some physical condition. But what he suggests was just watch and slow down in your breathing, not hold it and all. Don't do that. If you can't, but watch the breath as it comes slowly and increase this, the length of breathing in. As you slow down in breathing, meaning if you slowly breathe, the length also increases. And then slowly breathe out, the length also increases. So that way, what happens then? Vidvan manaha atma apramattaha dharayet. Vidwan, a man of such correct understanding, apramattaha, unfailing, unerroneously, without making mistakes. Pramata is mistake. Apramattaha, without making the mistake, carefully, cautiously, dharayet, manaha dharayet, withdraw the mind, slowly, dharanam. So we saw pranayama, pratyahara, then dharana. Dharana is, see, dhara is actually flow. The flow is called dhara. So the water is flowing from, like Niagara, that our center in what do you call in Niagara, when Swamiji was wondering what name should be given Chinmaya Mission there, because he was saying that nowadays I'm running out of names, you know, because Brahmacharis need names, Swami's names, and the centers also need names. What do I do? So I was sitting with him, so he said, tell me a name. So I said, Swamiji, it is flow of water, so why not we call Chinmaya Dhara? Very good, Chinmaya Dhara. But who's the deity? Radha. Radha Krishna. Because when the flow down is called Dhara, flow up is called the Radha. So mind flowing up to God, Radha. So when the water comes down, Dhara. So Dhara means the flow must be controlled. Dharanam. So Manaha Dharayet Vidvan. And this sense organs being, you know, under control of the mind, then only they will be able to maintain that one point of attention. Therefore, Dushta Ashva Yuktamiva Vaham. You know, this is like the horses which are wild, yoked to the chariot, how it has to be pulled back. Then only you can drive it. If the horses are left to themselves, in the same way, sense organs, when left to themselves, will take you to wherever they want to go. So by dharana, what you are basically doing is making sure that your mind is withdrawn with the help of the senses being withdrawn, and this observation of the breath, slow breathing in, slow breathing out, helps. That is what is the point here. So in the meditation seat, if your mind is wild like horses, the only way to control it, prana bandhanat liyate manaha jala pakshivat rodha sadhanam. Jala pakshivat, like a bird caught in the net cannot fly. In the same way, prana can control the mind. Prana is like a net controlling the mind. Hold on, let the mind not fly away. But you know, that is only temporary. Huh? Like how long the net can control the bird? The moment you remove the net, it will regain. How long you make your children not use the internet? Net again will come back. So here. Samesha jau shakkarava shaksharava nibaluka.
Samesha jau shakkarava.
Vivarjide shabda jala shrayadibihi. Manonu kule natu chakshu pidane. Uhani vata shrayane prayojayet. Meditation is useful and productive only when you know when, where to sit also. In the name of meditation, don't sit in the middle of your house where everybody is moving. Shut up, everybody. I'm doing meditation. Yeah, everybody is walking around doing their things. Bhagavan Krishna says, Shucho deshe pratishthapya. And the first he says, Yogi yunjita sasana sadatam atmanam rahasisthitaha. Meditation should be done in rahasya, secretly. Don't declare to anybody I'm doing it. Because if you tell everybody that you are doing meditation, they will come and open the door. Is he doing it or not? Or has he slept? Or even if you come out of meditation, you are a Rudra. What meditation did you? This is like a Rudra avatar. So it has to be done in a place where nobody disturbs you. So first thing is, Same Shuchau. In the seat or the place where you are sitting should be a ground which is leveled properly. Bhagavan Krishna says, Na ati ucham, ati neecham, na ati uchritam. Ati neecham means don't go underground somewhere. where there is darkness and the worms will be there and air won't be there. No, ati nicham. Don't go to the cliff of a mountain and sit there. Anytime you will fall off. Nati nicham na uchitam. Saila achina kusha uttaram. He gives so many details there. So, first of all, same. And then next is shuchau. A place which is clean. The dirt should not be there. Smell should not be there. So, first of all, clean the place properly. That's why they say do it at the altar of the Lord. Where it is usually it is kept clean. Same shuchau. Sharkara. Sharkara vagni valuka vivarjite. Sharkara means not sugar. Sharkara here means gravel. See, you cannot sit on a place which is all gravel. It will start pinching you after some time. Or some people say, I will sit in front of fire. That is Buddhu. When you are sitting there, then you will be heated up so much in the body. You will not be able to meditate. The whole body will start heating up and you will be wondering, you will be sweating. Na vakni. Then baluka. Baluka is sand. It's very grainy. And that's why Bhagavan has said, Chaila ajina kusha uttaram. Chaila means, but kusha first. Kusha was grass. Then on the top of it, you put the skin of an animal. And then on the top of it, you put a cloth. Because when you put the grass on the top of the sand, then the sand granules will not be affecting you. So the grass will irritate you. So therefore, ajina. You know, the skin of a deer or the, you know, tiger, whatever. So that will make sure that grass won't hurt you. So, but then the ajina or the skin will make you sweat. So on the top of it, you put a cloth. So the cold cloth will absorb the, you know, moisture. One person came to Gurudev. Only last year you said this. I have not started my meditation. Why? I don't know where to find kusha grass. Even if I find where to find the tiger or deer skin. That is not the idea. Make sure that your place is not disturbing you. Not gravel, not fire, not sand. Also, shabda jala ashraya adibihi. There should not be too much of sound around you when you are meditating around. You know, don't stand in a traffic light or then you start chanting, om, om, om. No, that won't work. So, shabda should not be there. Jala, again, water, that should not be there. Meaning, too much of water, sound, moving water. Then again, that will disturb your mind. Then, ashraya, janashraya, meaning the people around. There are a lot of people moving about. That also should be avoided. Vivarjite. So that is a vivikta deshe sukhasanastaha in Kaivalya Upanishad. Vivikta deshe in a lonely spot. Aradir jana samstati, one of the 13th chapter values is given there. So, and then mana anukule, where the mind is able to quietly settle down. Pleasant state of mind. Where the mind is disturbed from this and that, then it is not helpful for meditation. Manonukule natu chakshupidane. Again, sometime you may have to keep your eyes open or close the eyes. But don't try to, you know, some people say, this eye looking at this eye looking at this eye. Or here, just calm down. Don't squeeze your eyes. Pidanam, don't torture your eyes. Or in some of the temples you go, the light is, see, in many of our ancient temples, the light is only to light the face of the Lord. Now you go, there are serial lights all over the place. Jum, 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 jum. It's like a marriage hall there. Well, that is not the idea. The place of Bhagavan should be solemn and quiet. So you can be able to go there and sit down quietly. So when we have meditation, you know, on Saturday mornings, so we hardly, but every, all the lights are out except Bhagavan's, that lamp must be there. So one or two people, when they came first time, Swamiji, we put all the lights, no. Why? Otherwise I'll go to sleep. When I see darkness, I go to sleep. So na chukshupidane. So idea is that stay in a place where mind can be quiet, external environment is pleasant. So guha nivada ashrayane. Guha here means a place where it is lonely, not in a, you know, cave somewhere you go inside. Nivata, where there is not too much of wind. That is also important. Too much of wind also will disturb. And the mind of a yogi is said to be steady, like that of a lamp placed in a windless spot. Yathadipo nivatastha na ingadesa upama smrita. So, guha nivata na vatarahita ashrayane ekante prajodaye prayojayet. Engage. The instructions are so elaborately given. How to sit, where to sit, what to eat, how much to eat. All the details are given. Now, the interesting thing is, when I meditate, Swamiji, how do I know that I'm progressing? What is the, what do you call, milestone? How do I know I am meditating correctly? What are the signposts? Because I should know, right? So here are the signposts given, but this doesn't mean if this doesn't happen, you're not progressing. It's not like that. But if it happens, you know, according to Upanishad, you are on the right track. But if it doesn't happen, don't worry. Okay. So what are those? Nihara dumarka nilana lanam. Tatyoda vidyut spatika shashinam. Etani rupani purasarani. Brahmanya vivyakti karani yoge. Brahmani abhivyakti karani yoge. Yoge in the meditation. Brahmani avyakta avyakti karani. These are all the things which will eventually make you get, make Brahman manifest for you. Or the, before the manifestation of Brahman, these are the things which are purasarani. Purasarani, they precede. Pura means front. Purasarani proceed. These are the indicators that you are on the right track. Very eager. Okay, what? So first thing is nihara, otherwise known as tushara. Tushara means what? You will get the experience of a mist in your mind, not outside. So, in a, you know, foggy. Not that mind becomes foggy. But the, when you are elevating your mind away from the senses, etc., it has to go to a place of elevation. Otherwise, the mind will be thoughts full of whatever you have seen earlier, whatever you have interacted. That's what will go on in your mind, right? But when you start withdrawing the mind from all those things, where do the mind move into? A place where these are all vague. Like in a foggy area, you cannot see clearly things. It becomes unclear. See, every day you have gone through dream. If I ask you, on 18th February, what was your dream? You dreamt all right. No, but at that time when you are dreaming, you know it. After a few days, foggy. No, but here is a person when he is meditating, he is making sure your mind is not engaged in dealing with any of the issues that have been incomplete or anxiety about. So it goes to a state where things are kind of taken a back seat, foggy. And again, added to the dhumaka, like a smoke. When it is smoke covered, you again won't see things clearly. So, nihara dhuma arka. But at the same time, the mind gains the brilliance, like that of the sunlight. So there will be shining sunlight experience as you move upward in your meditation. Then anila analan, analanam, anila wind, breeze. Anala is fire. So the body will have a certain level of body heat will increase. And also you will hear the sound of air. Yash, sound of air. Like when you are flying in a flight, you know. So when you start off, you know, as it goes to a certain height, 30,000 feet height. Not that fan thing. So in that kind of so these are all indicators. So there is the tushara, there is a fog, then smoke, then the bright sun, and then the breeze. And then the bodily temperature little increased. You know, some of these Buddhists and all, when they meditate, if they put any cloth over their body, it starts giving steam. I mean, Steam, right? Steam will come out because the body gets heated up. Even when they are doing it below temperature. Because the meditation creates that, what Gurudev calls a white heat. The body heat slowly goes up. And also, you will be able to see katyoda. Ka means space, dyota means shining. Fireflies. So fireflies-like experiences will be there. Star-like appearances like that of the firefly. Katyoda. Vidyut. Lightning. Spatika. Shashi. Shashinam. And crystal-like moon. These are all indicators of your flight towards meditation. Yetani rupani, these forms, purasarani precede, brahmani abhivekta karani yoge. Swamiji, I tried my best. Nothing of this thing comes. Only whenever I close my eyes, I get red, green, orange lights. I think you're traveling too much. You're seeing traffic lights only all the time. One person went over Gurudev and said, Swamiji, when I sit for meditation, I get a cling, 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 cling sound with the smell of a jasmine. Is it any good progress to meditation? No, it is only to indicate that your wife is walking about too many times. So don't think that, okay, no dhuma, no nothing is happening. I don't think I'm going anywhere. No, these are all said to be the yogic meditation. I will explain to you tomorrow about what happens to the prana and shakti as it moves upward. So we'll see more of it in the next class. I think we have 6 or more to complete. That we'll do tomorrow. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Makaschid Dukkha Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namah, Hari Om.